Nolte, Alec Baldwin says we're in a pre-Civil War culture now. By John Nolte on April 2, 2025. Disgraced reality show star Alec Baldwin watched Ken Burns' epic documentary The Civil War and concluded America is in a pre-Civil War culture now. It's awful that this country had to go through that. Awful, he said, referring to the Civil War. I look at the politics of it, of where people are in this country today. In the division and how they're holding fast, and no one's going to falter, no one's going to break or compromise. And it's bad. So I think in terms of that, he added, in order for us to get anywhere, it doesn't seem likely right now. And watching this show really reminded me of how we are in a very similar state now. In a pre-Civil War culture, in a pre-Civil War environment. It's hard to believe. Hey, it is good to know Baldwin's wife gave him permission to speak. Or maybe she was out in the backyard barefoot making homemade tortillas in a sombrero. What is Baldwin talking about, Civil War? We just had a national election with a clear winner who was handed a clear mandate from a majority of the American people. The only people committing violence over this are those among the lunatic left who are on the wrong side of 80-20 issues like auditing the government, deporting gang members and terrorists, mutilating kids to appease the trans loons, and keeping men out of women's sports. Other than those wackos, the number of people who say the country is on the right track has hit 20-year highs. President Trump's approval rating sits at a healthy 50%, and there's an overall feeling that the uptight woke terror is ending, so we can all have fun again. Nothing happening today resembles the bloody Kansas mentality of the Civil War. If anything, we are back in the late 60s and early 70s of the Weather Underground. We're spoiled, crybaby, entitled leftists can't handle not getting their way, so they resort to violence. Baldwin might be so frustrated over Trump's triumphant re-election that he's ready for violence, for a civil war. And I can understand why. Like a lot of insulated celebrities, he thought his art, for example his terrible Trump impression on Saturday Night Live, would be the end of Trump's political career. That kind of failure, coupled with his wife's public emasculation of him, must make Baldwin feel like an incel with no power who is eager to lash out. The biggest difference between the actual Civil War and today is this. Back then, half the country felt that the federal government was overstepping its bounds when it came to telling the individual states what to do. Back then, people did not consider themselves Americans. They saw themselves as citizens of their respective states, as Virginians, Texans, and Tennesseans. Very few Southerners owned slaves. It wasn't so much about that as it was mind your own business. Trump is the exact opposite. No one can claim he's encroaching on anyone's freedom. Rather, he's looking to decrease the power of the federal government and return local authority to the states when it comes to education and natural resources. Maybe in their warped minds, today's Democrats are as angry as Civil War era Democrats. If you think about it, back then, Democrats were furious over Lincoln taking away their slaves. Today, thanks to Trump's mass deportations, Democrats, like Alec Baldwin, are losing something very similar. All the cheap labor they could exploit and bully. Just thinking out loud here. John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available in hardcover and on Kindle and audiobook.